Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hyperconscious Podcast. Alan, what is Hyperconscious?
Once you understand why something is the way that it is, now you have the power to change it. Great conversations with great people and great questions are the keys to the kingdom of unlocking your consciousness.
Every single action that you do starts as a thought. When you control the way you think, you will control the way you act, and you will control the way you live. That is hyperconscious. Geographically. This is cool. So I would say make sure that pretty face is shown.
Yes, true.
They're going to want to see that thing. They're going to want to see that thing, Alan. That face. You good?
Ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of the Hyperconscious Podcast. Today we are recording episode 109. We are going to do a small talks episode on the word consistency.
Yes, so I got a couple definitions here. The first one is steadfast adherence to the same principles, course, or form. And then the second one is agreement, harmony, or compatibility, especially corresponding or uniforming among the parts of a complex thing. So I think that second definition is more like a consistency of colors throughout a house or something like that. But the first one, steadfast adherence to the same principles, course, or form, basically doing the same thing over and over and over again, repetition, is super important in the long run.
If you're listening to this episode and you start things and you do not finish them and you want to change that, this is the episode for you. I understand that sometimes when you don't get immediate results, it's hard to remain consistent.
Yeah.
And I've used the analogy before about the splits. Either one of us could do the splits. Neither one of us has put in the work and the consistent effort to do them.
Yep.
It's just a little bit every day. Whatever it is for you, maybe it's not, you know, maybe it's fitness, or what, maybe it's drinking enough water, maybe it's anything, saving money. When you do something consistently, it adds up. But if you don't do it long enough, it feels like nothing. It's like such this fine balance.
So if you look at this episode as episode 109, if it wasn't for our ability to stay consistent, this podcast wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
And so if you reverse engineer any world-class performer, so Tom Brady just won his sixth Super Bowl.
Yes, represent.
And like I always say in my speeches, we see Tom Brady on, you know, the podium for 3 minutes or 30 seconds holding up the trophy, but we don't see the 30 years it took to get there since his freshman year of high school of playing football, being an underdog, and then the, you know, the 5 a.m. workouts and the consistency behind it. So if you reverse engineer any world-class performer, you're going to find one common denominator for sure, and that is consistency. Right now, in today's world, I think consistency is the most challenging thing.
Yeah, there's so many places where your focus can go and your energy can go.
Yep.
If you want to be successful at anything, you have to be consistent.
Yep.
You have to be consistent. That's why your favorite TV show plays at the same time on the same station on the same night every week.
Exactly.
Because you want to know when to tune in. That's why we drop episodes the same day, the same time, and they're the same format every week. Because without consistency, the best person in the world just doesn't get there. You don't get to the top by being inconsistent.
No. So think about tying your shoes. You're probably really good at tying your shoes. Why? Because you've done it consistently ever since you were 3 or 4 or whatever that is. So if you look at anyone from, like, you know, an NBA star or a golfer, like, if you look at the best in the world at what they do, you're always going to find that they put in more reps than anyone else more consistently. So what's an example in your life where you failed to be consistent, and then what's an example where you were very consistent? Oh, and let's talk about the differences.
Goodness. Well, before we do that, I just want to, when you were saying that, you get good at what you do consistently. Mm. Good or bad, especially bad.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this right now and you say, I'm really bad with consistency, it's something I've never been good at, do you talk about yourself in a negative light consistently? Okay. It's not that you're not good at consistency. You just have it focused in the wrong direction.
You've been consistent at maybe negative things.
Yeah. So you just have to reformulate that thought process and work that consistency into something that's going to be constructive and positive. So I just want to bring that to the listeners.
I heard a quote earlier today that the key to all success is good habits. Bad habits are the unlocked door to failure. Mm. And what Kevin just articulated is if you have a bad habit, a vice that you do consistently, it's most likely having a pretty strong detrimental effect. You know, we talk a lot about, or people talk a lot about overnight success. And it's funny because it's usually consistent habits over time in a given arena that then creates that overnight success. So you have the guy in his basement living with his mom who plays guitar every single day for 5 years, who then writes a song or an album that like changes the, you know, music forever. And it's like now all of a sudden everyone loves that person. Whereas, you know, the day before or the month before, they were like a loser in their mom's basement.
Yeah, I tried to learn the guitar. I have these sausage fingers. So it didn't really work.
Who's the one who did the Fireflies song?
Oh, that is Owl City.
Owl City. Right. Night Owl. Owl City. Owl City, I don't know the exact story, so don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure that person was like alone, very broke for like a long period of time, just perfecting their craft. And that then they were like famous like overnight. And it's funny because without consistency, that quote unquote overnight success, that lucky break would never have happened.
Yeah. And if it did, so say somebody wins the lottery.
Right.
You've never built in the habit of consistently focusing on saving money or whatever it may
investing
be.
Investing money.
Yeah, it's like if you're not consistent, you're almost not ready for certain levels of success. You have to have that safety net of consistency built in.
One example we use often is, what's an example of an interview that was very challenging for us? Okay, Jesse Elder. If you listen to the, I think it was 105, Jesse Elder is a modern day philosopher who really threw me for a loop. If you listen to that episode, I was very much in a state of contemplation. If we didn't have 104 episodes before that of me interviewing, you know, world-class performers, I don't know if I would have been able to handle that, right? So it's the consistency that is the training ground that's going to prepare you for that next big thing.
What is it in your life right now that you're not doing consistently? If you want the body of your dreams, if you're not consistently focusing on your calories or going to the gym or doing whatever program it is that you know, if you're not focused on that, you're probably not getting closer. If you want to date somebody and you're not consistently trying to meet people and trying to go out on dates and do that, expand your comfort zone. If you're trying to save money and you're not focusing on where your money's going consistently,
right.
I think that it's one of those things that it's just, it kind of goes without being seen.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of falls to the background, and most people don't recognize consistency until it ceases to exist.
Because it's not sexy.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring and mundane.
Yeah.
Here's a good example of that. So I started doing this with my clients, actually. I have them figuring out their daily average income. And then I have them subtracting what they spent that day and then sending me that number. And I always say this. I say, okay, client A and client B. Client A tracks their net income, in other words, how much I make in a day and how much I spend in a day, every single day, and graphs it over time. Client B doesn't. Client A is always going to know exactly where they're spending money and why. And this is the thing. It's just like when you track your food. You're going to start bringing a strong awareness to what money you're spending and where, and then like what isn't bringing you value. I started doing this not long ago, and I started realizing that I was buying things that really I don't care about that much. And so picture someone who wins the lottery, like Kevin said. The person that never created the daily disciplines, the daily habits, the daily number tracking of financial investing to create $1 million, that's why a lot of people that win the lottery end up broke. And here's the problem. They have a new standard of lifestyle that's way up here. And now that they're broke, they're actually worse off than they were before because now they know what it's like to be financially free, but they couldn't sustain it because they didn't have the habits and the consistency beforehand.
Another, speaking of clients, one of my clients, I helped her set up her test for her personal training certificate.
Oh, yeah.
And I said that I will help you study along the way because it's... We reverse engineered when the actual test was,
yep.
How many chapters there were, how many, you know, all that.
Right.
And it's like, you have to consistently, it doesn't matter that you're tired. It doesn't. Like, the next couple months are going to be a grind for you. You have to consistently
right.
put in the work. When there's a bodybuilding show,
yeah.
you consistently do all of the things required.
Yep.
Right? And consistency is one of those things where it's like, at one point, if you're listening to this, at one point, it was super hard for us to record one episode a week.
Yep.
Now we're up to three.
Yep.
And that becomes your new set point.
Yeah.
It becomes a little bit easier.
But we had to level up to that.
We had to level up. But we never would have leveled up if we didn't consistently do one a week.
Yeah, then two.
Then two, and then jump to three. Eventually, we're going to be doing four.
Exactly.
And we're going to be traveling. And consistency gets easier as you practice it. You know, that's my favorite saying. Practice makes progress, not perfect.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the biggest things is you have to know that it's worth it in the long run.
Yeah.
And most people, I think that's where they give up.
Well, that's where the vision piece comes in.
You're looking at the clock? Is that why you're smiling?
Yeah, because there's 6 seconds left on the clock, folks. One other quote that I want to bring to all of the listeners is, there's the timer.
Dun, 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 dun.
People are rewarded in public for what they practice for years, sometimes decades in private. That's the thing. What are you doing when no one's watching? Like, no one's going to police these things. Like, I want a journal before bed. I have my system of success. That's one of the things. I could easily not do that and no one would ever know, but I would know.
Yeah.
And so you want to design your life in a way where you're consistently making progress towards the things that matter most and really chunking your days up, your disciplines up, towards your bigger goals. There's that great quote, whatever it is, like, don't eat the whole whale at once. And when you set a big intention, let's say in 2019, you need to figure out what you need to do each day, each week, each month in order to get to that ultimate goal. Otherwise, it's just not going
to
happen.
So when you turn this off, think to yourself, be honest with yourself, write down, reflect, what could I be more consistent at? What would me being more consistent help me to get, help me to accomplish? I think it's always the hard questions that you have to answer that make the biggest changes. So we hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed recording, and we will talk to you later.
Thanks again, Amy, for recommending consistency. Please DM us with your words for small talks. Also, please DM us. We want to get to know you all. I've been asking you guys for feedback, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for listening to another episode of the Hyperconscious Podcast.
Going hyperconscious will absolutely change your life because if you understand why something is the way it is, now you have the power to change it. If you going hyperconscious with us has changed your life in any way, please share this episode with one of your friends because the more people that go hyperconscious, the better this world's going to be for everybody.
And if you would kindly leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, that would help us make more people hyperconscious and we would be greatly appreciative.
Thank you.
Bye.